We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, Go Huskies podcast, spring practice day number two. And we're talking to defensive coordinator Bob Gregory. What's it sound like to be introduced as defensive coordinator? That's a little change.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. Whatever title I'm good with, it's all good. I've been in this role before, so it's not totally new, but excited and looking forward to it.
Yeah, some things changing with the role and many things staying the same. So many of the same people on the staff and everything else. What's new for you and what's same old?
Well, obviously coaching the inside linebackers is the same. Mm-hmm. Been doing that for a long time. And yeah, just a different role. You know, being the special teams coordinator gives anybody that's in that role an opportunity to talk to a large group of people. Being a coordinator before, you talk to a large group of people. It's just organization. That's all it is. And I kind of organize some things. And I coach inside linebackers, and everybody else does their deal.
Talk to me a little bit about this past year with Coach Lake, his first year on the job. He's trying to come in and do things his way, and there's so much disruption. There's the coronavirus. There's a season that's crazy delayed. You start it when you would normally end it. You only play four games. You have the disappointment of not getting able to play your rivalry games in the Pac-12 championship game at the end of the season. What was this past year like for you? Not the coach, but the person and the member of this team trying to move all these kids in the right direction.
Well, different. Obviously, it was different for everybody, regardless of what job or role you have. Yeah. Different for families. I think you mentioned Coach Lake did a great job. I can't imagine being a head coach my first year and you got to deal with a worldwide pandemic. I thought everything that he did and his vision, his philosophy was awesome and on point. It was really good. Kept our guys focused, kept us guys as coaches focused. And then, yeah, I think everybody had to adjust and be home more. And for me, missed the amount of football time, but certainly had more time with our families and all that. But very excited to be back and going again. Been 2 years since we've had spring football, Tony, so it's fun.
I know, and it's so good to be out here. So tell me, when Coach K decides to head down to Texas, what next? How does all this unfold where you end up having conversations with Jimmy and end up in this position?
Yeah, and so, in all honesty, I was not in lobbying for it or anything. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm good with whatever role that I have. Mm-hmm. If Coach Lake wanted me to be the linebacker coach, awesome. I certainly was up for being the coordinator, but I wasn't going to be pouting if I wasn't. I'm good with doing whatever the head coach wants me to do. And I've been a soldier for a long time, so that was okay. But he did name me defensive coordinator, which is great. He's a defensive guy who I think he's got a great defensive mind, and I'll rely on him as well. So it wasn't this big deal. I think sometimes these jobs open up, at least for me. I'm very happy in the role, whatever it is, but I'm very excited to be doing this DC thing as well.
What makes you happy with whatever role? I mean, a lot of people want the bigger title or maybe the pay raise or more responsibility or whatever. And you are taking this very humble approach of you just want to be part of this thing and whatever role that is, you're happy with. What makes you feel that way?
Well, I think you have to kind of clear out all of the garbage or the BS, if you will. Coaching's coaching. No matter if you're a position coach or a coordinator, head coach, coaching is coaching. I got a wonderful family. I think I I do enjoy it here, whatever that role is. I got great kids I get to coach. I got great coaches I get to be with. And so the grass is greener. That's all great, but it's not necessarily greener. And this is a pretty special place in whatever role it is. And so I'm from the Northwest. I'm from Spokane, Washington. I'm from Washington. This is home. I have family here. So I was not necessarily looking. I'm not looking to leave. Mm. This is home for me. And so I'm good.
Yeah. So it sounds like you really prioritize being at the University of Washington and being around this specific group of guys over anything else when it comes to the career aspirations.
Very much so. I don't need to go across the country to have a title on my door. Mm-hmm. And so I hope I'm making an impact on the kids that are here, and I feel really good about that. And I think if you can kind of cut it, like I said, just sift through all the garbage, you can find happiness.
This has been a heck of a defense over the last 6 years. It's been best in the Pac-12 many, many times, many different statistical categories and ways. I'm sure it's a daunting responsibility to try to uphold that and even get better. How do you think this defense can get better, given that it's cranked out so much NFL talent and been so good in so many ways?
Well, I don't think we're as good as we could have been last year, and that's not a knock on anybody. But we gave up too many yards rushing last year, and that's something very tangible that we can get better at. We're not going to be the top defense in this league if we don't stop the run. And so that's our first deal, is to create that mentality. We have to be great on mixed downs, first and second down, and get them in third downs, which we were not as good last year as we need to be.
That is easier said than done. When there are some teams in this league that really like to pound the rock, you know, and so that's a challenge. Is there one thing kind of at the top of the hierarchy of things that needs improved in order to accomplish that objective, or is it just getting the entire defense better altogether?
Well, it's physicality. I mean, you cannot stop the run if you're not physical. And so that is our whole theme right here, is we have to be physical and we have to stop the run. We got to strike blockers better. We got to hold our gap better. It's really easy stuff when you think about it, Tony. Mm-hmm. It's if I'm an A-gap player, I play the A-gap. If I'm a B-gap player, I play the B-gap. There's gaps across the board. And if you do your job physically and violently, then good things are going to happen to us against the run.
Talking inside linebackers, I just love Eddie Ulifosio's story. I mean, it's one of my favorite. I love the fact that he comes in as a walk-on, an extremely bright kid who's killing it in the classroom, ends up first-team all-conference, and there's still so much football left for him here. I assume he now, as he's in the second half of his time on Montlake, I assume he's starting to take on a bit of a leadership role in that inside linebackers room.
For sure, yep. He's taking on a role in this team. I think guys, like you said, really respect his story and respect him, his work ethic. Just last night, and I kid you not, I'm sound asleep at 11:30, and I wake up this morning at 5:30. I got a text from him at 11:30 at night talking about something our offense did. That happens all the time. I will get a YouTube video, what do you think about this, coach, at 1 in the morning. This guy is a football junkie, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, man. That's such a cool thing to hear. So Eddie is this leader in the inside linebacking room. And then I'm just curious, looking at all these other guys who – some of them have some reps in game situations, like MJ Tafisi, Jackson Sermon. Some of them are guys that haven't even seen the field yet. What is the biggest key to seeing this room develop in the inside linebacker position, really fortifying itself in the middle of this defense?
Yeah, you're right. I think the younger guys need more reps. I think a guy like Jackson and Eddie have played enough football around here, but certainly need to get better. We really need that next group to take a step. But just today, I thought June Tafisi and Zoe Tupatala were really good today. And even the younger guy, a guy like Mickey Ayu, Josh Calvert are making strides. So everybody's got to improve their craft through reps. That's the only way you get better. But they do, you're right, they do have to take a step.
Some of these other things with the defense, we bring in Rip Roan to be a new coach on the defensive side of the ball. Tell us a little bit about him, the relationship you have with him, and why he's a great fit on this defensive staff.
Yeah, well, he's new, but he's not new. He's been here with us for a couple of years. Right. And so he's been our analyst, and so he knows our defense. Really good mentality for D-line. He's a high-energy guy. Been around some great coaches in his past now. Sometimes I think there's a little bit that these quality control guys are young guys. Well, Rips coached a lot of ball, and he was certainly all of our first choice to be our new D-line coach, and a great move to make a Kaika our outside linebacker coach. This is something else to put on his resume and gives us a new voice at that outside linebacker position as well.
It's funny because a Kaika, to me, is – like he's branded in defensive line in my head, and so many of the recruiting connections he has to Hawaii and the guys that he brings in that end up playing at that position.
That won't stop. He's still going to recruit those D-line guys. And yep.
Okay, so I'm curious, what makes him a great fit to move outside?
Yeah, I think, again, just another voice out there. He's actually been a coordinator, and so get him more involved in not only just the run defense but the pass part of it. And so having him helping me in terms of that whole pass fits along with Will and TB just really helps us.
What are you most excited about with this defense?
Just seeing this group grow. Just seeing them grow and get better. I love the energy that we have, and we continue to build on what we have here and get better. I think we've got a chance to be okay.
Talk to Will Harris about his room, and dang, that room is deep. I mean, there's a lot of talent there. Obviously, it still has to chip away every day, lay the bricks, do the things. But it's exciting to see that talent in the back half of the defense.
It is. We do have talent. A lot of them have not played a lot of football, though. And so, like some other positions, like our younger backers, we need those guys to step up through all their reps in spring ball. This is so great that we finally got spring football here, Tony. Again, so many of these guys, we have guys going, half of our team, I think, now has not gone through, or 40%, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Not gone through spring football. So all those young DBs you're talking about that do have talent, this spring football is critical for them.
Why is spring so critical?
Lays the foundation. It's all the fundamentals, all of our base calls. We didn't get to do that last year with these guys. Mm-hmm. I think of a guy like Daniel Humuli, who's a young inside backer for us, who's a five-star guy coming out. This will be his first spring football here. So those guys need that spring football.
Yeah. Looking ahead to this schedule, 12 games, I think we're going to get them all in. I'm being really positive about that. I'm excited. I assume that's really exciting to look ahead and see a schedule. I know nobody, or hopefully nobody, takes things for granted anymore after the year that we are just coming out of, knowing that things can always change in an instant. But to have this sense of normalcy with having spring practice, to have 12 games to look forward to, how is that affecting everybody's mental health on the defensive side of the ball?
I think so. I'll be honest, I think everybody's excited maybe about a season coming up, but I think we're more excited just right now, right here today in this moment. And we get to play football right now today. We get to play football tomorrow. And that's what's important to us, is this spring football moment right here. Down the road, we'll worry about our schedule.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, well, Bob Gregory, congrats on the bump up to defensive coordinator. And thank you for the time. Best of luck this spring, and go get them.
Tony, thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.